Taking Control by Nicola Nichols, performed by Aidan Black. Copyright 2019 by Nicola Nichols. Performance copyright 2019 by Ear Candy Audiobooks. All rights reserved. This book is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are products of the author's imagination, or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events, local, or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental. Please note that this work is intended only for adults over the age of 18, and all characters represented as 18 or over. A plan goes bad. For Colin, the trip to Asia was a dream come true. His company was sending him there, first to Bangkok and then to Kuala Lumpur, where he was to have talks with vendors about delivery and quality problems.
"Take control of this thing," his boss had said. "Get those assholes in line."
The idea of the trip suited him on two important fronts. He'd been looking for a chance to prove himself to his boss, to stand out from the herd. If he did well, they would promote him, and he'd be doing more travelling and making more money. What could be better? On a personal note, Colin had fantasized about Asia for as long as he could remember. In his mind, it represented the erotic as well as the exotic and unknown. He wanted to experience it firsthand. You didn't get to know Asia by watching travel blogs. As soon as he knew the trip was certain, he asked his girlfriend, Sylvia, to go with him. We could see Asia together. He would get her a ticket with his frequent flyer miles, and the rest would be paid for by the company. Even though he'd spend a lot of the day in meetings, there would still be time for sightseeing and adventure. She was a nurse who rotated hospitals, and she was owed a lot of vacation days. It's perfect timing and will be romantic, he told her.
Romantic, right, she said, surprising him.
He thought she'd be ecstatic. She'd never been to Asia either, only to Europe.
What will I do while you're in meetings, she asked.
Sit by the pool, take a tour. We'll be in several exciting cities. She'd sighed and said yes. Now it was becoming clear that he didn't pay enough attention to that sigh. Because the flight departed from LAX early in the morning, he invited Sylvia to spend the night at his apartment. We can have breakfast and go straight to the airport, he said. Simple. She agreed. The day before they were to leave, she came over with her bags as soon as she got off work. She didn't say anything. But from the moment she arrived, he sensed that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?